The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
You might have seen writing in today's Irish Independent, Tanya Sweeney admits having a standoff with her friend over paying for a €30 coffee bill. Blood was drawn. Why can't we just let the other person pay? Is it a uniquely Irish thing? Henry McKean reports from Nace.
Yeah, I'm Tanya Sweeney and I'm a columnist with the Irish Independent.
Tanya, today you've written about a standoff when it comes to paying a €30 coffee bill, and things actually got physical. In your piece you say that blood was drawn. Why is it? Why is it that we're so good at not letting someone else pay, or so bad at it, you could say?
It's so funny you say blood was drawn. It is the it was the most Irish thing that has happened to me in weeks, you know. Basically, I went with a friend. The bill came. We both went, I'll get this. No, you stop. And then it started to get a bit hostile and a bit more heated. And then we started to have a little physical tussle over the bill. And I got a little scratch on the wrist. And we kind of went, oh, that's hilarious. But it's very, very... We said afterwards, it's very Irish. And I kind of wanted to kind of ask about why it was so Irish. And I think, first and foremost, we do not like to be seen as tight. There is a huge thing in the Irish DNA where we want to be seen as hospitable, as generous. We're quite performative about it. If you go to someone's house, presumably this is why, you know, there's always that thing, oh, have another drink. Oh, you'll have another drink and another drink. And we just have this sort of very, and I don't know, you know, if it comes from a sort of an international sort of insecurity or just this, you know, need to be seen as sort of generous and not to be seen as stingy. But when you get two people, there's a real thing about wanting to get that bill paid. It's also a sort of a sign of respect or a sign of sort of caring for a family member or a friend, you know?
Is that what it is? I mean, I've been living in Ireland 34 years and I still can't get used to how it's expected of you. If I didn't fight over the bill, it would look mean.
Well, this, I have sat down with people and you'll go, well, I'll get this. And they go, great. And you're like, okay.
Interesting.
That's all right. And, you know, of course, you know, you have offered to pay and that's, you know, but the fact that somebody would just go, yeah, go on ahead and pay and I'll take those two croissants while I'm at it. Thanks very much. You know, but yeah, it's just this thing we've kind of fallen into now. I don't know how it really happened, but it's sort of standard practice now to just sort of do this sort of tango that you see in Father Ted, the Mrs. Doyle, Mrs. Dineen thing, where we're almost fighting, wrestling on the floor.
Well, you were. Well, almost.
It got physical. It did. It was terrible. My poor friend.
You better be off, Mrs. Doyle. I get this. Oh, no, Mrs. Dineen, put that away. I get this. No, now don't be silly. I pay.
You won't. Put that away.
Now don't be stupid, Mrs. Doyle.
No.
Now just put your money away.
You're mad. No.
Hello, I'm Peter from PS Coffee Roasters here in Nace and Clane, and we have our coffee roastery in Kilcullen.
So, I've got a coffee here. It's a flat white. Let's just give it a go. Oh, that is good. That has a story, doesn't it?
That is called a Brazilian bobolink, named after the little birdie the guys look after on their farm called the yellowback bobolink bird. Has notes of hazelnut, chocolate, naturally processed, super sweet, very full-bodied. Works great with milk and without milk.
It's lovely. How would you feel if I paid for the bill? Would you fight me for it? And how do you feel about customers arguing over who should pay?
It happens all the time here. Usually, it's more of a show, I feel.
It's a show. They don't actually want to pay.
Yeah. And you can always tell the person who's kind of, maybe who's asked the other person out.
So that's how it should work. Whoever's said, let's go for coffee, you think it should be up to them to pay?
If they so choose or say. It's always an awkward situation when people come up to the counter because one person will order for the two. And you're often left sitting there saying, are you taking for all of this? Or are we separating these bills, you know? And then it's a fight. I usually leave it with when somebody's kind of getting a bit antsy over it. I'll say, you can buy the pints later tonight. I think it is definitely in our culture. you know, from the Father Ted days. It's all, you know, it's enrooted in us to be nice, essentially. But yeah, sometimes I will say, okay, both of you press your phone against the counter and we'll see which one picks it up first.
Really? That's what you do?
Yeah, yeah. And often you'll see one person kind of go, I didn't want him to say that, you know.
You guys were enjoying burritos.
Yeah, as students, we definitely split the bill.
You definitely split it.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I think that's the arrangement between students these days. I think it's very easy to do it now with the technology like Revolut and stuff. You just split the bill fairly handy.
We're outside P's Coffee Roasters here in Nace. You've got iced coffees, fancy-looking cakes. Who paid?
My friend paid because she had a voucher, so she paid for the two of us.
So did you mind having to pay, or did you have a fight over it, or because you had the voucher?
No, we usually take turns, so it was my turn today to pay for it.
So you've got a dog in your hands, you've just been given a treat. Yeah. Who normally pays the bill?
Usually it's resolved easily with Revolut, because then you can both like split it later on, so there's less arguments these days, I think, with Revolut now. So
my name is Oisin Clark, and I work here at PS Coffee Roasters. Similar to a date, the person's idea, who was to go on the date, similar with coffee, should be the one to pay. We've had a few issues of ladies and boys in here both wondering who to pay for. And the way I do it every time is I ask them both of their phones to go on the screen for the tap machine. I'll click the button, and whoever's phone it takes it off is whoever's phone it takes off.
It's because we want to be a good friend, maybe, or...
We want to look generous.
Insistent on paying. Yeah, I can be quite insistent on paying a lot of the time now, I have to say.
And would you push and shove? Would you scream? How far would you go?
No, I wouldn't push and shout and scream, but I'd just be insistent on paying, and I'd make sure that I tap my card when we're going to pay.
You get first.
Yeah.
In there, get it tapped.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm here with Mary in the soda bread shop in Nace. We've got Elton John on the radio behind us. For you, who should pay the bill, and how do you deal with the arguments?
Well, mostly people pay by card, so they'll both come with the card. So you just give the credit card machine, and whichever one hits it first, that's the one that goes in. I suppose people want to be nice and pay the bill.
Who's going to pay this bill?
She is.
So you know.
I know. We know. No, we don't. We wouldn't. No, I wouldn't ever argue. I mean, if it's that important to you, share the bill, split the bill. But no, we never have any arguments about it.
I'm here with my mum, obviously, and oftentimes I think like, oh, I'll get this, and then she swoops in quite quickly, which is really kind and really generous. I do really appreciate it. But yeah, often you're trying to do a good thing and then somebody else tries to do a better thing, and that's just how it goes.
So when it's with a relative, should it be the parent, or should it be the adult child?
The richer
that pays?
Person.
The richer person.
The person with the most money.
But the richer person's got bigger bills to pay.
True. But that's what parents do, isn't it? You know, they keep supporting as long as they can.
And what about the staff? I mean, no one thinks of them.
Well, I always kind of register the staff, and they're kind of looking at you going, I cannot believe I'm at this again. You know, they're, as I say in the column, they're questioning every life choice they've made up to this moment that has them literally several times a day looking at people who are squabbling over a bill. And I did issue a blanket apology in my column. I said, look, I am sorry that I have made you sit there and watch this circus, you know, as part of your job. I know you just want to get the bill paid and move on to other tables. But unfortunately, you do have to watch this pantomime unfold several times a day. And for my part in that, I am sorry.
What is the answer? How do we get past this? Should we go Dutch? I know the Euro starts tonight and the Dutch could do well. But should we just go halves? Recently, I was out at Eurovision, ended up going for dinner. We ordered champagne. The bill came.
No.
The person I was with said, I'll pay. And this is so mean. I said, no, let's go halves. I didn't even offer to pay. I mean, the champagne alone was 80 euro.
That is better than actually going, okay, that's fine, and we'll get another couple of bottles onto that bill. Yeah. No, I think going halves, it's really sensible, isn't it? And then it just it eliminates all this rubbish about, I'll get this, you get this, I got that the last time. No, I got it the last three times. Like, it's completely needless. And I think, you know, to be fair, I would love to implement this as a tradition in Irish restaurants and cafes, where people would just go, should we split this down the middle? And, you know, I don't get scratched on the hand. Perfect.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.